300 million. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today, the U.S. population officially passed 300 million. Can you feel it? Is it getting stuffy in here? Don't worry. You are here first. But you wonder, is this good news or bad news? The White House let the occasion pass since there's a good chance that number 300 million arrived in the back of a pickup under a tarp. Instead, the president focused on a surefire feel-good story, that bill greenlighting the CIA to continue aggressively not torturing suspected terrorists. But 300 million should be a feel-good story, too. Global warming types will whine about it, the 300 million energy waster. But we're in a fight here to spread American values. And face it, our ideological competitors are out-reproducing us. Western civilization is trying to spread all this enlightenment, personal fulfillment, stewardship of the earth, alternative fuels. But the result is that our canola fields are more fertile than we are. Enlightenment without reproduction leads inevitably to endarkenment. Enlightened people must occasionally have unprotected heterosexual sex. But Dave, you say, don't we have a collective responsibility here? Yes, of course we do. And having 300 million people spreads out that collective responsibility, thereby reducing your individual share. So you should immediately feel less guilty about, really, everything. But most important is this. Every time we add another American or American wannabe, it's one more person the terrorists will have to brainwash into submission. And after 3.5 years of creating more of them, it's about time we created more of us. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.